This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. February 12th public comments due on final LANL hexavalent chromium plume remedy. Years ago, the hexavalent chromium plume was discovered in the regional aquifer 1,000 feet below ground surface at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. Since then, the debate about how to remove the dangerous hexavalent chromium from the drinking water aquifer has been ongoing between LANL, the New Mexico Environment Department, and the public. There are two forms of chromium, a healthy trivalent form and a toxic hexavalent form, which can cause lung cancer, damage the kidneys, liver, circulatory system, and nerve tissues. LANL explains that the hexavalent chromium was used as a corrosion inhibitor in the electricity-generating steam plant, which then migrated from a discharge pipe through the complex volcanic geology to the drinking water aquifer. In 2008, the Environmental Protection Agency designated the aquifer as the Espanola Basin Sole Source Drinking Water Aquifer after accepting the application submitted by Elaine Simoneau of the La Cienega Valley Citizens for Environmental Safeguards and geohydrologist Zane Spiegel. A sole source aquifer is one where the aquifer supplies at least 50% of the drinking water for its service area, and there is no reasonably available alternative drinking water source should the aquifer become contaminated. The Espanola Basin aquifer is approximately 3,000 square miles. It stretches east and west of the Rio Grande between the Sangre de Cristo and Jemez Mountains. To the north, it reaches to Tres Piedras, and to the south, almost to Galisteo. The hexavalent chromium plume sits on the southwestern side of the aquifer, which must be protected from the pollutants released by LANL over the past 80 years in its research and fabrication of plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons. Please raise your voice that LANL needs to do more to protect the aquifer. Please submit comments by the February 12, 2024 deadline. Sample public comments will be available soon at nuclearactive.org, but wait, there's more. This week, LANL requested public comments about its draft floodplain assessment for chromium remediation in the canyon bottoms above the plume. There is a 15-day public comment period, and those comments are due February 9th. Sample comments you can use will be available soon at nuclearactive.org. Even though LANL held two public meetings this week about how to clean up the drinking water aquifer, there was no mention of the public comment opportunity to review the floodplain assessment for the chromium in the Sandia and Mortandad Canyon bottoms. It's all connected, yet LANL takes a piecemeal approach to notifying the public. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, remember to listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.